For instance, a woman may work in her own career, whether inside or outside of the home, for as many hours as her husband does in his. So it's not like she's spending one-tenth of the time he does focusing on work and nine-tenths of her time shopping for lingerie or writing love poems or thinking about how much she adores him. But you can bet that while she's doing her job, she probably thinks more about him than he does about her. Right, ladies? From day to day, she's more conscious of the emotional rhythms of the relationship, more focused on wanting intimacy and connection. Sometimes when I share the love pie analogy with women, they don't completely relate to it until I remind them that focusing on love includes focusing on their children. Single mothers can understand this. Perhaps they aren't in a relationship, but their awareness is still on love the majority of the time, the love and concern they have for the kids. Even women who are married often feel the large portion of their love pie is more dedicated to their everyday relationship with their children than to the relationship with their husband. Now, whether this is healthy or not is a whole other topic, but the point's the same. She is a woman whose awareness, thoughts, and feelings are naturally focused on putting love first. After years of research and personal experience, I've concluded that love is experienced very differently by men and women. Did you know that? For most women, love is a non-stop reality, a consistent awareness that never quite disappears, even when we're working or performing tasks that seem to have nothing to do with love. For most men, on the other hand, the experience of love is much more compartmentalized. It's like an appointment men make with a part of themselves. See, women don't have to shift into a loving awareness. They're in it most of the time, whether it's being expressed or not. On the contrary, most men do have to consciously choose to make a shift into love mode. Let's go back for a minute to my friend Brian, who thought his new girlfriend must have psychological problems. This difference we've been examining between men and women explains why, to Brian, and maybe a lot of men, a woman's focus on him may seem excessive. See, Brian can't imagine himself focusing on the relationship as much as Lori does. If he did that, he'd have to block out the rest of his life and consciously concentrate on her. And to him, this would feel very unbalanced and very obsessive. So he incorrectly assumes that if this is how Lori feels about him, she must be making a huge effort to love him in this manner, and therefore she must be unbalanced and obsessive. Many men make the same error in judgment. They see a woman putting love first and have a hard time relating to it. If I was behaving that way or feeling that way, they think to themselves, it would mean I didn't have a life, that I was really needy and desperate. Then they conclude that their partner must be needy, empty, and insecure to love that much or focus on them that consistently. Women, however, know better. Lori isn't making any effort at all, is she? She's in love, and focusing on Brian is as natural to her as breathing. She doesn't even think about it. It just happens. The analogy of the love pie illustrates how men and women think about their relationship. Here's a second analogy. One that illustrates how men and women function in relationships. Imagine a man's consciousness and a woman's consciousness are kind of like houses with different rooms for different areas our mind focuses on in our life. For instance, there's a work room, a body room, a recreation room, etc. For most women, every room in the house of her consciousness is also a love room, even when the rooms are dedicated to other functions. It's as if all the space in the house of her consciousness is used for love. It's a love house. For men, however, there's only one love room in the house of their mind. Therefore, if the man wants to put his focus on love and the relationship, he consciously has to leave the other rooms and go to his love room.